It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 400.
Jesus. Far out. It's also Weekend Banter, falling on a Sunday. We've got the full Gronk squad.
Mr. 97 to my left, 3D Dill to the right, or the other way around if you're looking on a screen.
And I'm here too. How are you, boys?
Yeah, great.
We're good.
Mate, I'm pretty proud of you, Mason. Fucking, you just water on the table. I mean... You got the boys back when it comes to H2O.
H2O.
You got H2O. It's all good. You know what I mean?
Bloody dyslexic Sunday, guys. Get around it. I actually normally dehydrate for Sundays in preparation for Mondays.
Well, if Hamish Blake, who was on episode 100, is anything to go by, I think we've only got about 150, 170 something episodes to go. Because he said.
Until what's happening?
The show's done. Well, because he said...
This is new. Okay. I thought we were doing 10 years, well, but okay.
I mean, we've set out to do 10 years of this show. Mm-hmm. And
how are you feeling about that, by the way?
Yeah, I think we're just getting started, to be honest.
100% just getting started.
We're just getting started here. I feel like 400 episodes, I'm just starting to fucking work out how to spell my name. No, I just feel like I'm starting to find my stride, find the comfortable... the comfortability within every show, but then it just allows me to then focus on other things. Mm. So that's why what I mean, just getting started. But he did say that it was like, he's like, maybe 575 episodes in, you realize this isn't the thing that we are going to be doing.
Was it 575? Was that the number?
I can't remember. It was a specific one. Mr. 97 will be able to pull it up. But it was something around. I'm not saying now. I'm not
Mr.
saying
Mr. 97
now.
Is on the table.
Yeah.
For this episode.
Currently he's at the table.
He's twerking. And he's got something in his tooth. That one.
Oh, no.
Other side. No, other side, baby.
Yeah,
other side.
No,
a bit further down. It's spinach. It's that fucking frozen shit. He's had 3 smoothies today.
Yeah.
But his point wasn't that we're just going to finish it up. But it's like it takes sometimes committing to something and an extended period of time to realize that it's like, hey, this isn't actually a thing, but it got us to where we want to go to.
Absolutely.
I heard Harps talking on his podcast with Sam Wood, the Bachelor, who we're going to have on. Mm-hmm. I did a little post and then Sammy slipped into my DMs and we had a bit of banter, but he's going to come on. He was the Bachelor who's now married to one of the girls and they've
was
got
it the
two.
Girl?
It was one of the 20 girls and it was Schnezana.
No, it was the girl.
Yeah. What, why are you saying it in that way?
I'm just saying that it's like amazing. He's married somebody from a reality TV show it's a legit marriage.
No, but it's amazing that the one that he selected is the one that he's with.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sorry, I thought that just was implied by saying.
Yeah.
And by the way, he said, do you understand what I'm saying? You said he ended up with one of the girls.
I get it.
Yeah, with one of the girls.
After that bloke before him or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, Lurch from Adam's family.
His name was Blake.
No, his name was Blake. But if you look at him, he fucking looked like Frankenstein. Or Lurch, you know, the guy, the bald guy in Adam's family. The doors.
Yeah.
He looked like that dude. Okay, anyway, Sammy's a completely different kettle of fish. He's a lovely guy. Anyway.
Kettle of fish.
Where'd you pull that one out?
I mean, you've probably never heard of kettle of fish.
No, I've heard of that. I just haven't heard it in a long time.
Yeah.
Kettle of fish.
Yeah.
Look, what does it mean?
I'm up to pussy's bow with these things.
I'm going to look it up.
Look up kettle of fish. Anyway, we were talking and he's coming on the show. Beside the point, fuck, I got off track. But on the episode with Craig Harper, Craig was mentioning that he's done maybe 4 different podcasts and he gave me a mention because we did 20 episodes of a little video show, which was fucking great.
Was that 20 episodes?
Yeah, dude, we did 20 episodes.
You even had a sponsor.
Oh, yeah, we got.
You had Dexa, the Dexa scan place, body scan. Do you remember how much you made?
It was like $500 for a little episode. I mean, it was great. And at the I didn't think about the people that it would be going out to. You know, like you never think about when you create these things. I'm glad that I don't think about, fuck, I wonder all the people. Like now I reflect on who Craig is connected with and think, fuck, I was just being a little cheeky dog.
Yeah.
And so it's before we started this, we didn't know who we'd be speaking to and we've had some amazing people. But he was just saying that, you know, he's done 4 attempts at this.
Attempts at what?
At podcasting. And really? He's landed. Yeah, this is if you counted mine and he had 2 podcasts previously and the one that he does now by himself, the U Project, but he's like nearly 100 episodes deep. And it's just he's saying this is the one that he's committed to and this is the one that he's found commitment in.
Mm.
And so it's fucking, I don't know the equation for commitment. We can look at a few of the ingredients. It's like somebody to keep you accountable. It's do something that you actually like that you can show up even when you don't like it. But then I don't still know what it is, right? Can you put your finger on it, JJ?
First, let's get the definition of the kettle of fish. I gave the phone to Mr. 97 because I couldn't work out the exact answer.
It means a different thing. But I've also got the origin, so we're doing that's the origin of phrases.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the terminology anyway? I can't remember.
Where the fuck's it from?
It's probably more along the lines of the Grog Squad. Yeah.
Where the fuck's it from?
It's actually from a fete, so like a festival or whatever back in the old days in 1785, where
a long time ago,
where tents and marquees would be pitched next to the banks of a river. And they've just got a big fire and they throw live salmon into boiling kettles.
Oh, it's a bit dark. But
and so why?
It tastes yummy.
I don't know why it means a different thing. Okay, but sure.
Fresh salmon from the river straight into a kettle.
Yeah.
I mean, a kettle isn't like where – I mean, I've got a fucking –
I mean, it's probably a big
– Yeah, it's a bit different to my –
It's different to what we're thinking.
On a bonfire sort of.
What's my kettle? The one – it's very expensive. Very expensive.
I don't know.
It's expensive.
It's a weird flex, but –
Yeah, I know, but I'm what just trying to say the difference from 1700 to 2019. I'm rocking a $300 kettle at home.
Why?
Because we got it for our wedding. Like we used some of the wedding money to get it.
Good investment. Nice thing.
Yeah, we used it a lot, and it's fucking amazing. Like it's set your temperature.
You can set your temperature.
Something I would do. I used to have one that was for tea that would actually dip the tea.
Yeah.
We had to chuck it out because I kept tea in it for too long.
Settle down. Don't be criticizing my purchases because we currently have here in the studio the toaster, the expensive toaster. No, we ended up getting one given to us. From
I don't
Amy's
eat toast
work.
Anymore. But to your point, formula, I reckon it's so many different things.
Mm.
It's doing it with some – like together in a team, I think that's a big part of it.
But then you can always – like anything you could come up with, I could then question, right? Because –
Question it.
So the team thing, right? You fucking drive me insane, but I also love you.
Yeah.
This podcast has, you know, grown our friendship beyond most friendships I have. Like I've talked with you. I added all the numbers together. When I say added, it was already pre-done for me. I just looked at them on the spreadsheet and it was like, we've done something like 7 days straight of talking. Across these 400 episodes.
Feels like we've done more than that though, doesn't it?
But
feels like we did seven.
No, 7 days.
But so what I'm saying is there's-
Is that all it was?
Days. Seven times 24, Mr. 97.
Yeah.
It's fucking shitloads.
What
is that? Loads. I don't know.
Who
seven
can
times
work
24.
It'll be like 160.
Hey Siri.
160 hours.
What's
like that?
Seven times 24?
Yeah, we're getting there. Anyway, it's a fuckload. I thought the 7 days was impactful.
I'm a fucking over Siri, by the way. I asked Siri.
Anyway, the point I'm making is that it's hard. Like with somebody else, it is a hard slog because you have their life, your feeling, you know, their feeling, emotions and just, you know, like you're testing each other all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But so you end up learning each other. Amy said, sorry, I'm doing a bit of a monologue, but Amy's been listening to current episodes, but then going into our back catalogue. So she's like shit from ages ago. And she made the comment of like how much easier we are to listen to now.
Yeah.
And I think, and that's not to say that we're shit back when we started. We were. She didn't say that though. She wasn't saying we were shit. She was just saying, such a difference in the relationship, the trust that you and Josh, you can hear it between each other, you know?
Well, I guess it was also hard doing 100-odd episodes where we were remote.
Mm.
I did a post on our Instagram account the other day, which was the first photo of us doing it remotely when I was away for 3 months. And to think that every single, like what was like four times a week, because every Friday we did a guest episode that we'd pre-recorded in Melbourne. So before I left, we did how many? It was like...
We did four in one day, but we nearly fell apart.
It was like 16 or 15 or something. There was a lot of episodes of guests that we banked before I left.
Now it's just a week, a normal week.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's the thing, when you start a creative project, if you think about where you want it to be, you can't actually do that version of it from the get-go. You'll fall apart.
But isn't it also weird that we've only been doing this for 18 months? I was watching the highlight footage and it actually feels like a lifetime. In a weird way, it feels like I'm like, oh, I'm editing a 10-year thing. Like the difference in all of us and how we are as individuals, it's ridiculous.
Well, we now do 365 episodes a year.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, it's fuck. Jesus.
Favorite memories, Mr. 97, what's been a favorite memory? And it can be, why don't we do one, you as a listener, before you start working on the show, which is quite self-indulgent, but I will go there and, as a little bit of a test.
Okay. Me as a listener would have been the first ever episode I listened to was Hames.
Yeah.
And
episode 100.
Episode 100.
He's on a nickname basis. Yeah. Never met him.
Hamo.
Hamo. Big H dog.
No, because that was the day when I came across you and then Tommy, and then I listened to the podcast, and then I reached out to Tommy.
It stings, doesn't it, mate?
No, I mean, I get it.
It stings, mate, that he also thinks I'm pretty funny.
Yeah. the problem is it did take you about 3 months to reply to my LinkedIn request.
Did he even reply? Do we know this for a fact?
No, it was only when I was in the office.
That I actually connected all the dots. There's a lot of people who reach out.
Oh, wow. No,
but it was good. It worked out brilliantly.
What? That you negged
him? Mr. 97? No, just how the whole thing went.
No, I think it does, like, yeah.
He went to my people. And my people, you know, vetted him and now he's here.
Yeah.
And so the EA is working well.
I don't know if you actually, if you responded to him before and then he didn't follow me up, I don't know if he'd be here,
no,
to be
definitely
honest. Like,
not.
I don't think it would have gone the way it did with me.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I was in a nurturing mode.
Yeah. It was also the free.
Yeah, look.
Bit of both. And so what was the best memory? It's crazy. How long have you actually been working with us now?
Probably just maybe like 8 months.
Isn't it ridiculous?
He's aged 10 years.
Something like that. Well, yeah. Probably even though it was like scary, it's probably, yeah, definitely the Shameless dating.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be. Like, you grow so much through that, and I wouldn't have done it otherwise. So
I think that's great.
It was good to get the push for that. So
yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Awesome. Well, that's a good answer.
That just reminded me of a great question that Sam Harris asked Ricky Gervais. Mm. Not for now, but I just really liked it. What's something bad or not that great that's happened in your life that has shaped who you are today?
Mm. You want us to answer or you don't want us? You said not for now.
Well, yeah. So you can't. Yeah. I mean, just wanted to put it out there. Mm. Like, so what's something that you didn't go the way you wanted it to? But if it didn't go that way, you wouldn't have.
97, you have a think while 3D Gil tells us his highlight.
Yeah,
sure.
What was your highlight off air when you weren't sort of in it and now as you are becoming part of the clergy?
The
don't.
For
what?
For,
are you going to say
something?
Yeah. No,
don't. No.
For me, it would have to be the first time you guys read out my, like, the first email on the show. Mm-hmm. I was at the gym at school running on the treadmill and
tripped.
You said, we've got this email from Dylan in Canada. And I was like,
yeah,
looked around in case, like, did anybody else just hear that? But I had headphones in, so it was just me. And then being on the show, I don't know, that's tough because it's each day is so different. Mm-hmm. Like, there's all this new stuff. But, meeting at the airport. It's not on the show, but it's part of the show.
Definitely.
Having you guys at the airport running towards me and I'm sitting there like 30 hours jet lagged and all I want to do is go to bed and you guys are like just running at me and there's a camera.
I love that.
Camera flash.
It was ABC. Always be content.
It was amazing. I'm never going to forget that.
It was a great content op. I mean, I saw it that video that we have. There's just an embrace that you and I had. Fuck. It's pretty full on.
It was good embraces all around. I liked my embrace.
It's real cuddles. I mean, you were rattled, Dil. Like
I was a bit in shock, which was sort of the effect. That's what we were going for.
But I thought it was going to be a bit more animated. I mean, he was jet lagged. I had high expectations, but
I mean, it all. Yeah, for me, it was real when it's we're running out to you. And the reality is like you've just got like a folder of documentation of arriving. It's like you've just got through customs.
But I always have the filter of how it will come out on a video because I know how something will edit together.
Yeah.
And it's what I've told people that we've been working with.
Talent.
It's like, I know this feels awkward right now. Yeah. Lean into it because it will be great.
It's gonna play out well.
TJ?
Favorite moment?
Off the podcast?
No,
you can do anything. I was joking because when I said off the podcast, I meant for the guys when they were just listening when they weren't in the show.
No, I just like it's not even a specific moment because I've said Seth Godin's podcast, the different chats, but sometimes I haven't felt great within the chats, but I know, but they are great reflecting on them. But I think just doing something where we can rock up each day and fucking, it is something that we enjoy. That's pretty cool finding that. Mm. I think that. And you don't find that without putting in a shitload of effort. And so that's where the reward comes from hard work. It's not, you know, I mean, people focus on hard work, but then it's like the hard work's required in most things.
Yeah.
And so you can work hard on a fucking building site. Doesn't give me the reward. I've done that. Mm. And it zaps my fucking, you know, happiness.
Is that why you didn't get into trades?
Well, no. I conned my dad into a 6-month. I conned my dad into an apprenticeship through his business, but then pulled the pin 3-4 months in.
You still have the cash for it?
My $300 a week.
Was it?
Can't charge $300 an hour doing that
was
shit.
Was it like a government funded?
No. You just work for him and then do trade school.
Okay.
And so, I mean, this is, I thought that, but think about how different that path is. If I didn't agonize and feel shit about doing it, it wouldn't have driven me to sort of look and search for what I want. I like the fact of what we created. Like it's the physical fucking, you know, mentally, it's not the right word, but just like the bond of everybody, you know, like I love that that's a creation too. It's not, we've got all the tangible stuff.
Yeah, I also think like you guys, the Gronk squad, like the people who are watching, listening, the fact that I think that even seeing people doing videos, that was a crazy moment. Seeing people actually film because we're so used to doing this now 7 days a week and we're just talking and we don't see any faces. And then you have the Instagram interactions and all that sort of thing. I think that's a big one too because I think about all the people, how many like Gronks do we know that are avatars on Instagram that we didn't know like 6 months ago?
Oh, yeah. Just
think about all the relationships.
I mean, we had Hayden who was just in here, awesome. Fellow Gronk. I mean, stop wearing that fanny pack.
I like the fanny. Don't ever bum bag.
Don't ever fucking wear it. I'm trying to appeal to a wider audience, mate.
I feel like the Daily Talk Show bum bag would be great. Don't you think? So
let's, I see the monetary gain we could make.
Yes. So from an administrative point of view, the stickers from those videos.
Oh, mate, don't get out of you doing your
fucking. Okay. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. No, that was my favourite bit was all the admin. favourite moment?
So it's a hard question. Mr. 97, have you got something that's happened in your life? I mean.
What do you mean? You just answered.
Yeah, but you sounded like you weren't. You don't have something.
No, I'm just fucking. It's called building up.
Okay, sorry. In my head, you're doing a pretty shit job.
I don't ask the question if I don't have an answer. You know how that people think that? That's one of the criticisms that I've always had with people.
What?
I've had friends say to me, you only ask questions because you want me to ask you the same question.
Yeah.
Which is fucked
.
Because, like, I actually am. I think it's just because I ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And, like, no, I don't fucking. I don't have that many answers.
Yeah.
It was like the time you asked me the highlight of my weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, you always ask you, and you were just like, just panic.
Yeah. Don't ask me that. Yeah. And so I think that's always funny. But I'm just going through my head. We're putting out today a highlights reel, which is going to be the new trailer of our YouTube channel and the Daily Talk Show.
Finally,
I think.
Got rid of that fucking O-bike.
Laptop and an O-bike. I reckon it's a mix. It's a mix of the fact that we have brought something that can be fun in travel but then also at home. It's maybe like a relationship in some ways. You think about like when you have a relationship, there's the excitement of like the day-to-day in the home and just being able to lounge around at home. But it's also the adventure, I guess, that we get to do both. It's like being able to go and do, I think, doing the big strawberry, having that, filming it, getting out, eating shit KFC at the end.
Oh, that was horrible, yeah, wasn't it?
But all those things, I reckon, the mix of road trip, but also I think that when any time we get to clear the day to do just the daily talk show is when I'm like, that's pretty cool.
For any creative, working out how to make that their thing full time is the greatest challenge, right? And so that's why I see as the greatest challenge, but also what will probably be the most fulfilling thing, working out, because that's the like you're trying to crack that code, right? Yeah. For anybody who's trying to do something, if you become a successful painter, musician, whatever it is, it's like, fuck, you've actually been able to work it out, because these are all just, you could look at them as problems. A problem might feel negative, but it's like, if you like solving the problem, it's a good one to try and figure out. And that, and you can look at your creative life, or you know, or a business. I mean, what's trying to relate it to something that's not fucking creative or just podcast land, or like, you know, like
being a musician or something.
Yeah,
like a musician is for a lot of people. It's like, okay, I'm going to be a musician that performs at weddings or does cover songs. But the idea, if you were told, no, you can do your original songs and you can have an audience and that can be your lifestyle.
Well, Julian Haig was talking about that fear of success that some of us have, right? Seems fucking weird that people have a fear of being successful, but it's when you think about other people looking at you, like you almost don't want to – it's almost very empathetic or very selfless. But it's also negatively selfless. So the selfless being, you're usually looking at other people and going, I don't want them to feel bad that I'm doing this thing and achieving because they're not there. And so you're like, I don't want them to feel those feelings.
Yeah.
But then it completely sabotages our own world for somebody else. And so how do you be selfless but also have self-respect for what you want to be doing?
I think it's easy because we're a team now. Mm. I reckon that's a big thing. Like whenever I'm doing something, it doesn't feel like I'm doing it as an individual. It feels like I'm doing it because it's going to build us all up. Mm. I think that's probably part of it. I mean, from the future, one thing we love doing is looking at the past, especially me, nostalgia. And I feel like the good thing is the spectrum of nostalgia can get quite short. I can look back 2 weeks ago. Like I can laugh at the red foil moment.
Yeah.
The burrito fuck up, which happened this year.
I mean, we live in this unique space where, and I think it's probably productive for most people to look at anything that happens. I'm not saying super negative stuff, but look at stuff and go, fuck, there's a story there. Fuck, that just adds to our character you know, the adventure. You know, break down halfway. Everything is. As Jules Lund had that radio show, The dash, it's not about the years on your tombstone, it's the dash in between or something like that, which is like the middle bit, all that shit that you that you experience, you know. I'm looking forward to taking Mr. 97 overseas. That's one of my things I'm looking forward to.
Where do we think we're going to go first?
I mean, we'll probably do Dubai.
Yeah. But I feel like US might come first.
I want him to do US. Like I think it's because it's – the foreign countries are harder and they feel different. Mm. He's been to a foreign country, but he went with his parents and they were paying for
it. Where did you go again?
We did all over Europe. Okay. So.
There's something that there's like the barriers much less.
Very lucky boy.
Lucky boy. Vitamin D. Vitamin D.
Like going to the States, I feel like the States is like a candy land.
Baby's a lucky boy.
Baby's a lucky boy. It's a candy land. Like they've got everything. It's like, you know, all the technology, all these different foods, like shitloads of population, which means they can have weird stores that are open 24 hours. And like, we don't have that in Australia.
I mean, road trips are great. It would be good to be able to do a road trip, do 7 days. I think that's on if you think about it, how did the US, like the US that we did last year, it sort of like happened in a roundabout way. Like we've been talking about it. We just sort of made it happen.
Well, nothing happens unless it's made, you know, like unless you make it happen. So it's like, it's always friction. Everything you fucking do, if you committing to that holiday, I mean, 6 months overseas or whatever it was.
Four months.
Yeah. 4 months. It doesn't make sense.
No.
Doesn't, but what, you know, what else are you going to do?
Yeah.
This place doesn't make sense.
No.
Still
doesn't
make sense.
It's all pretty weird, isn't it? it's so strange.
Life is fucking weird, man. Mm. Like your vision is.
Are you talking about eyesight at this point?
I'm talking about eyesight. Your vision is just a projection of your mind in this moment, which is a fucking weird thing because you can shut your eyes and walk over there.
And is this Sam Harris stuff again?
Yeah, definitely. But don't you, like, when you start thinking about, like, you can close your eyes and you're still seeing, nothing's changing. Mm. You're still being, you can still use your visual field with your eyes closed. It hasn't just shut off to the world. Like, your consciousness is still there.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, physical shit, material shit is so bizarre because it is just like what you, like, it's a just, it's a mind fuck. I remember we used to watch what the bleep do we know, and it's about what is it? It's quite scientific, and we had no idea, and still don't. We're watching it when we're like 17, 16, smoking heaps of weed. It was all about like
mind blowing.
Shit is just vibrations, and like everything, like this cup is, you know, it's like
atoms and just
atoms, and it's like they're all constantly vibrating to make shapes and shit, and it just. Yeah, I mean, when you start looking at life like that, it is like, shit's weird that we care about and fucking get upset about and, you know, thinking about, that car that I – it's so weird.
Yeah.
Well, let's dream big for a moment.
Yeah.
Blue sky thinking session, starting with 3D Dill. I feel like you're a good dreamer.
I mean, it's always good to throw off the hard ground. Yeah. I like doing that.
If you were to dream about what the show could be – in the very future, like say in the next 5 years, 6, 7 years, what could you imagine? What's something that you'd like to see? Give us a visualization.
What about bring it to yourself though? Because you and I can talk.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like you.
It's his perspective.
What's your perspective? Where do you fit?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't host the show. I'm sorry, but but we love you.
So what was the question again?
If it involves me dying in a train crash and you take
question,
over.
A concise question.
The concise question is in the next 5 years,
what do you
think that the Daily Talk Show, what could you imagine the Daily Talk Show to be?
Oh, this is good. So it's not, I get that. Yeah.
Was that not what I just said?
No, but I was trying to protect Dill from not having to just answer our vision. And trying
what you've previously talked about.
No, it's your. I think that you're always plotting. I feel like 3D Dill is a plotter.
Yeah,
I think. You're thinking about stuff and you're dreaming up what could be, and you're even talking about like the early version is I'm going to set up like my room. I'm going to be able to produce from there and do all that sort of thing. But what is 5 years? What is one experience that you'd be excited about for the potential future?
For myself.
Within the Daily Talk Show.
Within the ecosystem of the Daily Talk Show.
Consider the boys.
I mean, it's at 400. If we're gonna be at any time fucking
indulgent,
self indulgent,
400, 500.
Yeah. Well, Bree's friend also said, "Oh, geez, watch the episode. The guys like talking about themselves. Our fucking podcast.
Start your own.
Yeah, sucked in. All right."
Are you good?
I'm going to take a drink of water. Take a sip and then
take a breath.
Oh, that's unfortunate. I just spilled on my knee.
Oh, that's okay. It's water.
5 years. I was thinking about this a little bit the other day because, like you said, I'm a bit of a plotter.
Mm-hmm. It's going to mean something.
I would obviously still love to be involved in the show, and I don't plan on going anywhere. Like I. If my situation is that I'm still living in Canada for financial reasons or visa reasons, I'm okay with that. But I'd still love to be involved with the show and doing like the remote producing kind of side of things. But expanding the Daily Talk Show into
9 days a week.
Nine days. No. incorporating like my vision and my design knowledge and stuff and everything that I've learned, and do a like I want to start a design company.
Yeah,
I tried to get the domain name bigdesigncompany.com.
Oh, that would have been great.
But it was taken. Yeah. So if you have
I've got
that.
Big landscape company, just in case Tommy decides he wants to go back to his roots.
Big personal trainer.
Big roots company.
So
it's a landscape business.
It's
tree stumping, tree lopping.
I want to be able to grow that and bring that and incorporate that with the daily talk show.
Great.
And just do a bunch of creative stuff. Like, I think there's so much that the Daily Talk Show does now that can just balloon out and expand and do all this crazy stuff that you guys don't even know.
See, and people didn't think, everyone's like, 3D Joe, is he going to have an answer?
He's got a
whole fucking, he tried to get the domain name the other day, guys. Yeah. That's a great dream. I love that.
Because like,
Grok move, but we respect that.
Because it was a bit inspiring when I started listening to you guys at the very beginning. I'm like, oh, they bought this really fucking generic domain, big media company. The Daily Talk Show is like the most generic, simple name that you can get.
Yeah.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah. But it works.
He's not calling you stupid.
I'm just used to it. But it works.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about it. And so it's not that I'm copying the same thing, but like having a big design company or my own design company where it's like with you guys, big media company, it's just you. You have all the control, right?
Yeah.
With my quote unquote big design company.
Well, why is 97 laughing?
Yeah, why are you laughing? Just,
because he's the puppeteer. He's doing a bit of this. He's just trying not to dangle up the strings, you know?
You're still laughing.
Yeah, he's a giggly little kid, isn't he?
He's a lucky boy.
They're like that when they're toddlers.
And so what is it for you, 97?
What? Probably all the people that we connect, like all the people that connect with each other through the show and the people that we get to connect with, I would have never been able to meet like Gemma, Pete, Andrea, like all these like amazing people. You never actually get to really meet them outside of this experience. And so being able to be around all those people and talk to them is epic. And I think the other thing is being able to connect all these different people who listen to the show. So like Gemma and Pete never knew each other before before the show.
Yeah.
And it's being able for like listeners to actually like message each other and catch up and do all that stuff. Like that's,
well, Gemma's being on Dan DeBoof's podcast, which happened through you know, Dan being on the Daily Talk Show and Gemma hearing and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then you have Pete and Gemma actually like chatting and all that sort of thing.
And so what are you saying? The dot connecting, the people, the community.
So I guess like the part that I'm excited about is to see what eventuates from all these people connecting up with each other, because you build a whole like expansive network and it goes beyond just the show, because those people actually develop their own relationships. So you just have a massive like web of all these like awesome people.
You know what? One of the phrases Josh used early days was, how do we scale our friendship? And so it's like scaling a friendship doesn't necessarily mean you need to have hundreds of friends of your own, but it's like the scaling of friendship essentially could mean this creates, you know, this sort of the flow on effect for other people to connect and friendship to be a focus. Cause that's what this show is, right? Friends chatting.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah. I think it's very,
but
good.
What about you, baby boy? Personally,
I get to be involved with all of the network. Like I get to meet all those people. That's the exciting thing, to see all those like, I guess people at the forefront of all the industries. That's exciting for me, because you don't get to see that elsewhere.
It's good. I can I can imagine something related to the moon. You know how we spoke about the moon the other day?
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, I think going to Florida and watching it take off or wherever the fuck it's going
to
be.
I'd love to see that.
That would be good fun.
Love to see that.
It would be good to do a bunch of, like, once we've settled into the studio having opportunities to go out and about, go to North America where we're close to Dill. He can pop on down, see us.
You guys can pop on up.
Forget, yeah, absolutely.
Forget me. I don't want to. Yeah. America's great and all, but.
Yeah, no, we could do a Canadian.
In fact, we'll if go we, there. If we were to do a Canadian. Straight away.
If we were to do a daily road trip. Do a Daily Talk Show episode in a snowstorm.
So, what's the deal? If we were to do. If
that's dangerous.
If we're to do.
Driving in
blizzard. You guys bundle up in like 15 degrees.
We don't have to drive.
You also don't really go out when it's fucking disgusting outside.
That's the appeal.
Hence why, you know, want to go to America in the summer or like going into the back end of summer. It's really lovely.
This
there.
Is true.
And so if we were to go to Canada, where should be on our list? Where should we go first?
Well, Vancouver, obviously, because it's closest to here. Mm-hmm. Like if you're talking geographically.
Yeah, West Coast, yeah, sure.
Do Vancouver. Mm-hmm. You do spend time in the Rockies.
Yeah.
Calgary or Edmonton.
That would be good doing some form of like camping. I think there's heaps of camping we could do, or glamping.
Yeah, for you, glamping. Yeah, 100%. Glamping. You wouldn't last camping. Yeah.
I did see, I've been watching camping videos on YouTube.
Have you? Yeah. Are you just watching that kid that was camping in his backyard that's got 10 million views?
Yeah. That's hilarious.
He's great, isn't he?
He's so good. Yeah. That was you.
But he was using a sleeping bag.
Yeah. So, what was his whole thing? It's like, I'm going to spend 24 hours in my tent.
Yeah, he was trying to get a, film himself in the snowstorm. But I think he actually went inside during the night because it was cutie. Too.
I hope Bodie does that shit.
Yeah. That'd be great fun.
Yeah, it's great.
Well, thank you everyone for listening, for watching, for interacting, for doing Instagram store. Those Instagram stories have made a big difference.
Thanks
people
for
finding
being,
out.
Yeah, thanks for being Gronks.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Would you guys like to say anything? I feel like 97's always got something profound. Just pretend it's a card. It's a Christmas card.
No, I mean, it's just reiterating what you said. I mean,
can't use what he said.
No. Well, the show's nothing without anything.
I never said that. I'd still do it.
No, but you know,
the Gronks are going to fucking have heads the size of fucking Dills after writing that book in a sec. This is, you still have that spinach in the teeth, by the way. Anyway, go
it's,
on.
It's all good. It's, on
it's
the
off camera.
Side.
No it's, wonder he's it's, just fully it's profiled good. In the shot. Look at him. Look at, we're just he's completely profiled.
No, go on.
No,
no, we are nothing without them. That's right.
Yeah, and so no, they yeah, they're I guess they're the people that provide all the motivation. So every time we get like a message or a video from them, it's epic to have people actually like listening to what we're talking about.
Mm. That's very good. Mm. Anything from you, 3D Deal, as a final word? You've got another month here.
Yeah, I've got a month and a half.
That's good.
And it's flown by. Mm. Like I had no idea what I was really getting into in terms of the audience side of things when I came. Mm-hmm. Like I had no idea how many, like number wise, how many people are absorbed in the show. And then having like seeing all these people in real life, because it's one thing to look at a username on a screen, right? Mm-hmm. On Instagram. But then when they're sending videos, they're tagging us in posts, it's like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
The world is a nice place.
I mean, you cut your finger for them. It's amazing.
Yeah. And everyone was like, oh, I hope your thumb feels better.
Thumb
like, I've never
so
met you
good,
before in
it?
My life and
it's,
you're sending
it's a little bit
stuff.
Purple, isn't it?
Is
it?
A bit
yeah, well, it's scarring.
Yeah, that's what that is.
I have a feeling it's scarring, but it's actually getting quite better. But the thumb isn't the important part.
Mm. What is?
Yep. Episode 400.
Yeah.
You're
true.
Welcome.
True.
Yeah, it's a Daily Talk Show, everyone. Go to thedailytalkshow.com. Look at our blog section. There's a bunch there, but also that's where we'll post the highlights of the past 400 episodes on there. Otherwise.
Newsletter.
Oh, the newsletter. Yeah, we're sending out that today as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you haven't signed up, you're fucked up.
you're absolutely fucked up.
But you can sign up to the Gronk Squad now and get what is it called? Like future emails?
Yeah. But you're fucked up.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Gronk move, but we respect it.
Otherwise, we'll see you Monday, guys, tomorrow.
See you guys.
Have a good one.